KFRC, Cammie and Dean, 8:15.
What a great final weekend of baseball for the Oakland Athletics at home, anyway.
Yes.
Not final week, but final of the regular season. And to chat with us about that and so much more, it's A's bench coach Bob Guerin. Good morning.
Brought to you by Heineken.
Cammie, how you doing?
I'm getting really excited.
Oh, yeah.
Magic number is five.
That's right.
Yesterday, was it Milton Bradley who was running the bases with the big hands up? Five numbers, magic numbers five. I think the team's pretty focused.
Team's playing real well. It's exciting. It's just a joy going there every day.
You looking forward to Rich Harden returning today?
I am. I hope the other team isn't. Yeah, he's looked real good. He threw a little simulated game, pitched pretty well, had a nice side, and he threw a little light side yesterday. And you know, his body language looked he's ready to go. He's excited, and we all know what he can do.
So now, as we're getting close to postseason play, are people's superstitions beginning to kick in?
No, not that I see. I mean, baseball is obviously a superstitious type game, but nothing out of the ordinary. I think that just you get out there and you just kind of wait for something to spark the group. Sometimes it's a home run or a big hit. It's usually been Frank Thomas who has been. It's pretty exciting in there. He's been tremendous.
You don't have any superstitions?
Me? No, I really don't. I always joke. I say, I don't believe in all that superstition. I think it's all bad luck.
Yeah.
But I don't. I try not to.
You know what my superstition is? Always have Frank Thomas in the lineup.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I'll tell that to Ken Maka this morning. I'm sure he'll listen, too.
All right, what do you think the odds, the real odds are that the Big Hurt's going to be with us next year?
I think pretty good. I mean, you look at a guy that's a DH only, and you look at the ball clubs that already have one or need one, and the numbers from 30 go down pretty small. I think Billy Bean gave him a chance here when there wasn't a lot of takers, and I think he's a loyal type guy. And the negotiating end of it obviously is far from what I do, but I would say the odds are pretty good.
Sweet.
Oh, I love to hear that. Now, he's up for Comeback Player of the Year, possibly MVP. How's he feeling right now? Like, I mean, is he just so thrilled to have the success and all the attention?
I think he's just the most driven and focused guy I see, honestly. He's on the bench, and if somebody takes a good swing and misses, you know, he's the first guy to yell, nice swing right on it, or if somebody gets a little out of control, he'll say, you know, I'm like, let's go, get a good pitch. He's real focused. I think he just has something that he wants to prove personally, I think, to the baseball world, and I think just switching teams and possibly the success the White Sox had last year, he just wants to be part of it here, I think. He's a driven guy, and he's a competitor, and he's been just wonderful for everybody on the team, young players, the veteran players, everything. His presence has been something that you really can't put a price tag on, unfortunately. He's just been that valuable.
All right, Bob. Eric Chavez, will he be ready for the playoffs?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
He's got hamstring problems, though, right?
Well, he's battled that most of the year, and I think he just took it, you know, a little bit past the tolerance where he's been. And he's been playing with it for a long time. I don't know if that's really been public knowledge or not, but it's bothered him off and on for a while. And he's just going to need a couple days off for sure, but hopefully it's no worse than that. We definitely need Eric Chavez.
Oh, absolutely.
Third baseman in the game.
Well, this last series, the end of the final homestand for the year, the Angels is going to be so huge. I mean, you guys are going to have packed stadiums every game.
Oh, Angel games are just, I don't know exact our record against them this year, but I know every single game seems like it's decided by one run, and I would probably expect nothing different because they are a good baseball team. We are. We seem to want to beat each other real bad, and everything's very competitive from the first to the last pitch. If I'm a Bay Area fan, I wouldn't miss it.
All right, Bob. Well, good luck this weekend against the Angels, and we'll see you in the postseason.
Yeah, that would be great.
It's a lock. Come on, Bob. Don't want to appear overconfident or anything, but I just feel it this time.
You got it. Bob Guerin, bench coach of the Oakland A's, brought to you by Heineken.